Zayis.inha. We're actually on INA. We're on the third line by the two dots, which is hollow. Today, share learned Le'ilu Nishmat, it's called Issa Ben Tiam and Yaakov, the dirt that is today, and then Shamash and Aliyah. The learning should be Le'ilu Nishmat. Chalos Belulos, Divei Rebbe, the Chum Omen Sola. So, very technical, this Omen Aleph here is not easy. Till we get to the Mishnah, it's not easy. We said in the Mishnah that there are two types of, when you bake mincha, there are two types. There is a chala and a rakikin. The rakikin have what's called meshicha, where you smear oil on the bread, and the chalos have where you mix the oil together, belila. So the Gemara is going to discuss that now. Chalos belulos divrei Rebbe, v'chachamim omrim solet. So Rebbe holds the chala was mixed after it was already chala, and the chacham hold no, it was mixed when it was flour. Tana Rabbanan, so less belula, right? The Brisa says, it says in the Gemara, so less belula. Rashi says, so less belula. Haikra, this pasuk, the machabas tiv. It's written by machabas, v'hu hadin l'shar menachos. And the same thing is true for other menachos. Back into the Gemara, melamed, you see from here, shenivleles soles, that it is mixed when it is still flour. Rebbe Omer, chalos bolulon. No, it's mixed when it's a chalos. What? That's where it's written. There's a reason why I read that Rashi. Chalos bolulon. It's no. Rashi says, v'hu adin l'shar menachos. That's where it's written. It applies to every mincha. Every mincha has belila. When at the stage of, so it's a machlokas. Rebbe says at the stage of, sorry, Hanukkah says at the stage of soles. Rebbe Omer, no, chalos bolulim. It's mixed when it's already a chala. Shenamar, like it says, chalos bolulos. Amrulo, what? Right. Amrulo, v'halo, lachme toda, nemar behen chalos. But wait a minute, that's impossible. Because by a carbon toda, it says the word chalos. The efshar lebol of kishayim chalos elasolas. It's impossible to mix the oil with the chalos when they are chalos. It's impossible. Why is it impossible? The Gemara will ask that in 10 lines. Ella, rather solas. It must be solas. Ketzad ose. What do you do? Look at the Rashi. It's on the third line, at the end of the line. Ketzad ose, leminchas, machavas, umarcheshes, for a machavas and a marcheshes, even though one Rashi ago, he said, v'hu adin, l'ol menachas, l'shar menachas, why on earth, he writes now, l'machavas, and a marcheshes, I don't know. Okay? But I just wanted to point out that Rashi here is telling you a lot more than meets the eye. Right? Anyway, l'machavas u'macheshes, nosin matan shemen b'kli, you put the shemen in a kli, v'nosin hasoles b'shemen, and you put the flour into the shemen. Okay? So now the Gemara says, nosin shemen b'kli, kodim la'atiyotim, before you do anything, you don't, v'nosin shemen aleha, you then put shemen on it, u'bolala, and you mix it, v'losha, and you knead it, v'afa, and you bake it, u'posisa, and then you break it up, you crumple it up, v'nosin aleha shemen, then you put shemen on again, then the komet, then you make a kemitza out of it. Okay? We always think that kemitza is done, but it's not that true at all. Most of them are not done like that. Most of them are done this way. Right? Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, no, chalos bolulon. No, the belila is done after it's already baked. Shenemar, like it says, chalos belulos for shemen. Ketzadose, how do you do that? No saying shemen bekli. You put shemen in a kli. Koda and latsiyas. So before you do anything, first thing you do is then we finish. Put the shemen in the kli. No, it's not. Then you put the flour in. Lasha, you knead it. Ba'ofa, you bake it. Uposisa, you break it up. V'nosin ala hashemen, you put shemen in again. Ubola, now you mix all that up. V'chazah v'nosin ala hashemen, you put shemen in a third time. The Mishnah said, the komate, and then you do kemitza. Okay? Now, e efshar de ka'amri le rabbanan le Rebbe Maigi. When Rebbe said to the rabbanan, you can't be right.
Why?
Because you can't. I'm sorry. The rabbanan said to Rebbe. Yeah, right. The rabbanan said to Rebbe, you can't be right.
Why?
You said that the balil is done after it's a challah already.
It's impossible.
What do they mean? Because by toda it can't be. Why can't it be? Maihi. What's up with that? So Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Shmuel said the name of Yitzchak. Reviyah Shemini. The whole Shemin is a Reviyah. Right? The Ha'ech Mitzchalekes L'kama Chalos. How on earth is it possible to divide up one log of Shemin into so many Chalos? As Rashi says, Amar of Shmuel, the Rashi of Amar of Shmuel, it's the Divya Maskel is on the first Kini line. Lahachi, I Efshar. It's impossible. Why? The chassi log shemen hayu betoda. There's only one chassi log of shemen for 40 loaves of bread. The eat below yoser, not more. You're not allowed to have more. Kiddushar mi'inan lekaman perek shtei midos. What we're going to learn in the next perek. The chetzi of shel chassi halug lurikikin. The chetzi of lurivucha. And half of that was used for 10 chalas, and half of it was used for another 10. The e amarta the bowl of kishen chalas. If you're going to mix the oil when they're already chalas, ha'ech yachal livlol. Chalos v'chati chati love. How on earth can you use a quarter of a? No way. El vaday kishen tolas bolon. For sure, it was done when it was a flower. Now, if it's done when it's a flower, it might not be the most wettest, most thoroughly mixed flour, because there's still way more flour than there was. At least it's possible. You could do it with once they're chalos. It's impossible. The answer back is yes. But I told you that he doesn't hold it. What? I don't know. Uh-huh. Okay. Right. So, by the way, the Tosefta, we don't have it in the Gemara, but the Tosefta said, that Rebbe said, Roa and Yitzhak Zagrayim, you convinced me. I can't, but you're right, you convinced me, you're right. I can't be right. Now, did he mean that by everything, or just by Toda? I think he meant it by everything. You're right, you proved me wrong. By the Toda, it's impossible, so you're right, your way is the right way. Okay? Okay. Next, more of the same. Chala to Uno's Belila. The Chala requires Belila. The Rekikin Meshicha. And Rekikin require smearing the oil after it's already baked. Right? Again, these are two halves of the same carbon mincha called a minchas ma'afatanor. Right? It could be chalas or it could be rakikin. According to Rosh Hashanah, it had to be half and half. We don't really hold like that. Either one you want. And they have different properties. So the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanon, says chalos belulos. Chalos are belulos. Below rakikin belulos. But the rakikin are not belulos. They're not mixed like that. What are they? They're shmeir with oil afterwards. Shiachov alahodinhu. I really would have thought it was a chalos homer. Why? Ma chalos. You have chalos. She'ein unto unos mashicha. They don't require Mashicha. To Uno's Belila, but they require Belila. So Rekikin, you have a Rekikin. Shetu Una Mashicha, that do require Mashicha. Eino Din, Shetu Una Belila. Shouldn't they for sure require Belila? Talmud Lomar, Chalos, Belulos, Lo Rekikin, Belulin. That's why he says, no Chalos, Belula, it's specified. Right? I would have thought they should all have the. Now the Kalvachom is going to go the other direction. What we're basically asking is, why are the different halachas for the same mincha? Why do these have this and that has that, and that has that and this has this? Why is that? Correct. That's a very good question. It's a very good question. At the end of this piece, you'll understand it. Now, the Gemara is going to say the exact same kalvachomer. Rekikin, Meshuchin. The Rekikin have what's called Meshicha, which is just smeared with oil after they're baked. Look, chalas mishuchas. We don't do that to chalas. So the Gemara says, why not? Shayocha baladinu. I would say it's a chalas chomer. Ma rikikin. Just like rikikin. She'en unto unos belila. They don't require belila. To unos mishicha. They require mishicha. To chalos. To a chala. She to unos belila. That does require belila. Ein odin. She to unos mishicha. Shouldn't it certainly require mishicha? Talmud lomar. Rikikin mishuchin. Below chalas mishuchos. Okay? So therefore, the pasuk says, no. Riki can only have that property, not chalas. Now, the Gemara asks a very strange question. My Talmuda, who told you? My Talmuda, how do you know? What? Look at Rashi. My Talmuda. The halalu bolin below elu. How do you know that only one has belila and not the other? I had a question of this. Didn't we just say 2 seconds ago that the psukim are distinct? And the answer is, look at Rashi, keep ema, maybe, de belulos atarvayu. That the word belila goes on both. Vahachi mashma, moshchin, when it says mashicha, shneya moshchin. They both have it. And when it says rakika, they both have it. In other words, what the Gemara is really asking is, it's your question. What kind of Kabbalah Homer is this? Why is one stronger than the other? Well, if I have A, then you have B. If you have B, you should have A. Right? If I can lift 100 pounds, I can for sure lift 10 pounds. Who said that Belila is 100 pounds and Rikiki 10? Who said that? Why is one more Kabbalah than the other? The Gemara is asking exactly your question. My Talmudah, where did this come from? Right? So Rashi has to tell. Rashi never explains what my Talmudah means. Because here it is. My Talmudah. It says Rashi. You know what the question is? Many times you have a pasuk, and the pasuk will say two different things, and all the halachas apply to both. Why are we not saying that here? Rava answers, here's the answer. You know why? Lo lishmit, lo lishtamit, lichtov, chalos meshuchos, urikikin belulin. Never do we find a pasuk which switches them. In other words, the Torah constantly puts only one with one, and one with the other. You know why? Because that's the way it has to be. We don't say, well, they mix together and this again. We don't say that at all. Okay? Now, Ketzad Moshchin, how do you do Mashicha? Kimin Ki. Like the letter Ki. What's the letter Ki? It's a Greek letter. What letter is it? It's a Sikhtay Machlokas. Yesterday I said it's a Sikhtay Machlokas. It's like any letter you want, someone said it. Right? Vashar Nechal. And the rest of it is eaten. My kimin ki, what does that mean? I mean kimin ki, amar kahana, kimin ki yavani, like the Greek letter ki, which in English is called chi, chi, whatever letter that is. And today it's a certain letter. Is that the same thing that the Gemara meant? That's a machloket. Now, I don't have an answer to this question. According to the ones who hold that it looks like a regular letter of the Torah, but also looks like a Greek letter, why would they phrase it in Greek? If it's a letter X. Some say it's the letter X. But there is no X in the Hebrew. There's no letter X. But what about the ones who hold the Chet? Some say it's the Beis. So what? So say it's the Chet. I say it's a Greek letter. Why are we giving them Kavod? Except for an X, right. Because otherwise, why? Say a Chet, exactly. Just say a Chet. But the Armands are out there. We showed them who hold. No, it's a Chet. Why would you write a Greek letter? I don't know. Next. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a Braisa. Mincha hava mechsa chalos u'mechsa rikikin. If you're bringing a mincha, half of chala and half of rikikin, maybe log shemen, you bring a log of shemen, v'chetio, and you cut it in half, chetiyov l'chalos, half for chalos, the chetiyov l'rikikin, and half for rikikin. The chalos bolon, the chalos get beli like they're supposed to, for rikikin moshchan, and the rikikin get mashiach like they're supposed to. Mosheich es harakik al pnei kulo, you smear the entire face of the chala, the sha'ar shemen, and the rest of the oil, machziro l'chalos. You return them to the chalos, to do belila with them. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer. No, Moshem kimin ki. You make them like a ki, like we said. Vashar Hashemen nechal akahanim. That can be eaten. So it's a machloket. Do you put the oil back into the pot, or are you able to eat it? Tanya Ida. We learned another brisa. Rikikin haboin chifnei atman. Rikikin that come by themselves. Maybe log shemen, right? Maybe log shemen. You bring a log shemen, umoshchan, and you do mashicha. V'chozer umoshchan, and you keep doing mashicha. Keep on doing. It could be like soaking wet. Adji akala tala shemen shavu log. So you get rid of the whole shemen. So you do mashicha, you smear it, and you smear it again, and you smear it again. You keep on smearing it with oil until you finish the oil. Again, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Shimon, no, Moshe came in key, you make it like a letter key, Bashar and the rest, Hashemen, Nechal, Lakahanim, it's eaten by the Kohanim. Okay? Next. Kol ha-minchas, any mincha, hanasos the kli, any mincha that's put into a kli, to unos pitzisa, requires pieces, has to be broken up into pieces. Okay? Has to be broken up into pieces. You hear that? Lemute mai, what does that come to exclude? Omer of Papa, lemute comes to exclude shtei halechem, the lechem upon him. Shtei alechem and lechem upon him, the two loaves of Shavuot and the lechem upon him of every Shabbat, were not broken into pieces. They were not. Tana Rabbanan, it says like this. It says in a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, pasos otsa pasim mincha. Break up the pieces for a cover mincha. Larabos, it comes to include kol haminchos lepesisa. Every mincha has that. Every mincha you do that. Correct. Yachal shani marba ashte alechem v'lechem upon him. I would think, well, if you're doing it to every mincha, we'll do it to those also. Those also call minchas. Tamad lomar, no, osa. No, osa. Not every mincha, not those. We call them a mincha. They're not really a mincha. Shte alechem. Yeah, we call it a mincha. But what is that? It's a carbon mincha. Is it really a carbon mincha? It's a very different carbon mincha. The 12 loaves of every Shabbat, are they a carbon mincha? Yes. Are they really a carbon mincha? They don't really have anything to do with a carbon mincha. Yeah. Right. Exactly. The answer is whatever has flour is called a mincha. Now, you have 95% of them have one set of rules, and the shtei lechem like a bunch of different set of rules. Correct. Now, by the way, the shtei lechem is not in a kli; it's baked in an oven, right? Completely different. Now, next it says v'yatzak to shemen mincha, and you pour the shemen on the mincha. That's in the same pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. Rabbos, kol minchas liyitzika. Every cover mincha also has what's called yitzika, which is a special pouring of oil. Yachal shani marba, af minchas mafa, even the minchas mafa, which we said does not have that. Amud lomar, aleha shemen. Aleha on it is shemen. Otzi et achalos. I exclude the chalos, below otzi et harikikin, and I should not exclude the rikikin. Amud lomar, he. My Talmuda. Source for that? What's car for? Look at Rashi again. My Talmud. Klomar, ma rois. What possessed you? Lahoti et minchas mafe to exclude a minchas mafe sheksuva imshar menachos. That's written with all the other menachos. Why are these different? Ema, let's say lahoti et minchas kahanim. I'd rather exclude minchas kahanim. Sharei ain't ksuva parsha shar menachos. They're not written in the same parsha. So why don't we just say that every mincha has to have yitzika? Which one doesn't? The minchas ma'afetana. Why? Why are we excluding that? My Talmud, why? I would exclude minchas kahanim. You know why? Because then they've written together all the minchas, written somewhere else. So the Gemara answer is, Ema, lahotzi minchas kahanim. How about let's exclude the minchas kahanim? Amar Rabba said, Ezeh davar shetzarach shnei miyutim. Which mincha requires two miyutim? Havi omer, do minchas ma'afet. That's the minchas ma'afet. What to look at Rashi? Sheyesh ba shnei minim chalos urikikin. A minchas ma'afet is composed of two chalas, chala and rikikin. Lefikach, therefore, tzricha beis miyutin. I need two miyutin. Hilkach, therefore, kamamaye mehanach trei miyute. When I exclude the two miyutim, what are the two miyutim? So the Rashi on Amar Aleph said, oleha vihi, just have two miyutim. What does that come to exclude? It comes to exclude a minchas ma'afet tanor. Okay, now we're getting to the real speed of today's daf. Ready for the next Mishnah? Minchas Yisrael. A mincha of a Jew, meaning as opposed to a Kohen, kofel echad l'shnayim, the wafer, the bread, whatever it was folded into two, l'shnayim la'arba, and two into four, umavdil, and then it was separated. Right? Look at Rashi, umavdil. Rashi says, umavdil, mishabra, it was broken, hainu pisisa. That is pisisa. Right, we said in the previous Mishnah, you have to require petitsa to every mincha, to the normal one, normal mincha. So right, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, you fold it into two, you fold it into four, you break it, you split it in half, and then your Rashi said, Meshabra, you break it, hainu petitsa, that's petitsa. Okay? Good so far? Says the Mishnah, continuing, minchas kahanim kofel. The minchas kahanim, you fold, echad l'shnayim v'shnayim l'arba, v'ein amafil. But the minchas kohen, you don't cut in half. Why do you fold it? Look at Rashi. Minchas kahanim kofel. Ready? So the next four words of Rashi. Kedei l'kayim mitzvahs p'sita. To be m'kayim the mitzvah of p'sita. Problem with that Rashi. Rashi said one Rashi ago. Rashi said that the way you're m'kayim the mitzvah of p'sita is by splitting it in half. That by the Mishnah says by a minchas kohen, you don't split it in half. So why are you folding it? That's Rashi. So you're m'kayim it's a p'sita. What's going on here? Alright, what's going on here? What? What do you mean for a coin? So what you really mean to say is you want to say the following answer. You want to say like this. This is what you mean to say, right? In your subconscious, you mean to say the following answer. You mean to say that a minchas kohen, if you remember, doesn't have kmita, right? According to Rav Shimon, it does. We don't hold like Rav Shimon. It's not like Omer anymore. We don't talk about Rav Shimon Baruch anymore. So a minchas kohen doesn't have kmita. What happens to it? The whole thing gets burnt at one shot. A minchas Yisrael has kmita first. So by a minchas Yisrael, separating it, makes it easier for you to do kmita, that's Micaiah in the mitzvah of petitsa. But when it comes to minchas kohen, where there's no kmita anyway, I don't have to break it in half. All I have to do is fold it. And that will be Micaiah in the mitzvah of petitsa. That's what you meant to say, exactly. You hear that answer? Okay? I don't have a better answer than that. The Tyrus of Kodesh gives that answer. Yeah. That's why. The Rashi says, but when it comes to Mitzvah Kohen, it's no Kamisa. So just folding in half, you're Makan, you're Mitzvah Kamisa, it's no problem. When it comes to Mitzvah, I gotta do Kamisa. So it's better if they're finer pieces, easier to do Kamisa then, yeah, I already have to fold them in half. That'll be Makan, you're Mitzvah Kamisa. Be separated. So if you separate, you just made everything, right, you made everything half size now. And much easier to do Kamisa now. Small the pieces are, right, imagine doing Kamisa with a bunch of wafers. Very difficult. Right. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that later today. Correct. That's right. We all know Rashi. Rashi is excessively wordy and extremely brief at the same moment. He's the only reason that could be like that, right? He's unnecessarily wordy and it's extremely brief at the same time. It's absolute brilliance, right? Next, from Shimon Omer, we're back with Rav Shimon. Minchas kahanim, minchas koy mashiach, ein behem p'tisa. There is no p'tisa at all. Lepnei she'ein behem k'mita. Because there is no k'mita. So when did Rav Shimon say there is a k'mita? Rav Shimon held there was a k'mita, maybe only by a minchas chova, a minchas chata of a koy. That required a k'mita, but it wasn't a chata. Bam and a davar. No. B'chol she'ein behem k'mita, ein behem p'tisa. If there's no k'mita, there's no p'tisa. You got that? The kulan posesin kedesim. This is a very, 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 very important line. What did he just say? The kulan, every petita posesin kedesim. Right? Each piece has to be the share of a kezias. Is that what the article translates? Each piece has to be the share of a kezias. Every piece has to be the share of a kezias. Why? Why does every piece have to be the share of a kezias? Alright? We'll say why in a few minutes. Right? Good? Here we go. Tana Rabbanon. We learned in a Braisa. Pasos. It says in the Torah, in Parashat Vayikra, Pasos. What does Pasos mean? Plural. Yachal, I would think, L'shnayim. I would think all you have to do is fold it in half. Make two pieces out of it. Tamud Lamar Pisim. That's why it says Pitim. Pasos Osa Pitim. Break it into pieces. If it would have just said Pasos, break it, then I would be breaking it in half. But it says no. Break it into pieces. E Pasim. If it says pieces, Yachal Yasena Pirurim. I would think we break it into crust. Make it into crust. Tamud Lamar Osa. Osa Lipsisim. Below Pisim Lipsisim. No. You make the pieces into pieces, but you don't make any more pieces after that. The whole case, what does that mean? That means, Minchas Yisrael, Kopot Echad L'Shtayim V'Shtayim L'Arba. That's it. One into two, two into four. I'm a Kayim Pasos, I'm a Kayim Pisim. Can I make him four into eight? No. That's the way, there's no Makar for that. And, then, Umavdil. Minchas Kahanim, Koi Mashiach, Haya Makafla, you fold it in half. Banan Tanan, Lohaya Makafla. Yeah, but Abba didn't do that. The Gemara says, I'm a rabbi. No, it's not a kasha. Eino Makafla Arba. I'm a Makafla Shayim. You didn't make it into four, you made it into two. Okay? Very good. Now, Shimon Omer, Minchas Kahana, Minchas Kar Mashiach, Ein Behem Psisa. Right? He held, there was no Psisa. And, not only that, Shimon held, every piece has to be the shear of a kezayis. You hear that? That's the key now. You ready? Every piece has to be the shear of a kezayis. What if it's not the shear of a kezayis? I don't know. But at least it has to be. Amar of Yossi, Hai Chavitza. Chavitza. How do they translate the word Chavitza? Chavitza. They don't translate it because there's no translation. So Rashi says, Chavitza is Shel Rikikim. Okay? That's what he says, Shel Rikikim. Where am I here? Hai Chavitza. So, in Brachos, it's some kind of, the best way to translate Chavitza is matzah bright. Chavitza is matzah bright. You take matzah, you break it up, you add water or honey or other types of sweeteners, sugar maybe, and then you bake it, or you cook it, right? Cooked dish, maybe French toast. Right, this is what it is. So chavitza, the ispei peirurin, which is made up of little pieces of bread. So kizayit, if it's a kizayit, mevarchin aleha hamotzi lechem min haaretz. You make a hamotzi out of it. What do you mean? What do you mean the pieces? Meaning every piece. Ilo ilesle peirurin kizayit. Then mevarchin aleha bor mina mizonos. What that means is, every piece doesn't add up to a piece. There's no piece, it's a kezayis. The entire concoction is made up of small pieces. Right? It must mean that. Because if one piece is big enough, then I don't care what the other pieces are. Right? Now, there's no shiloh that if I walk into my kitchen, and I take a loaf of bread, and I cut a piece smaller than a kezayis, that you make a hamotzi. There's no shiloh about that. There's no discussion about that. Right? Anyone have a different opinion about that? Exactly. That's why it's chavitza. Because if it would be regular masa or regular bread, there's no shayla, that if it's not in a kizai, to make a hamotzi. Well, what was it? It was some kind of dish with bread and stuff and honey and maybe eggs. You make some kind of dish. Right? Now, there's no piece bigger than a kezayis. So then you make a mazonah. If there's a piece bigger than a kezayis, then you make a hamotzi. So far simple halach. So far not controversial. Not right? So far so good. Amar of Yotze, Hanami, the law. How do I know that? How do I know I'm right? The Tanya. Rebbeisa says, Hayomed, if someone's standing, Umakrev Minchas B'Yerushalayim, and he's bringing Minchas in Yerushalayim. Who's standing? Haya Omeid, he's standing. Who's standing? A Kohen, right? He's standing in Yerushalayim. Omer, he says, Baruch Shehechianu V'Kiyamanu. Wow, what's that? Mix of Shehechianu. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kigon, listen to this Rashi. Kigon, Shalo Tikriv Kohen Zu Adayin mincha miyamav. This Kohen never brought a mincha in his life. Okay? Or shehikriv mincha chadasha, or he's bringing a mincha chadasha, a new mincha, to go, for example, ha'omer. So he was picked to bring the omer, to make the shechiyano. It's his first time he's ever coming to the Beit HaMikdash, and he's making shechiyano. How old is he? He never brought a mincha in his life. How old is he? 20. Not 13. He's 20. Right? Why is he 20? Because under 20, the Kohen didn't do anything. So he's 20. So he's either 20, or he could be 120, and he's bringing the mincha, and he's bringing the omer this year. Rashi gets soup trusted. Either he's 20, or he could be any age. Right? Okay. Now, by the way, just as a side note, why does it say that he's in Yerushalayim? Where else is he? When it comes to Yerushalayim, where else is he? So the Yavit says from here that if there was a Bama, there would be no Shechiyano. Okay, that's a side point. There's no other reason I could have than why he says Yerushalayim. If it would be a Bama, he would not make a Shechiyano. Now, Rashi doesn't really explain what the Shechiyano is. What is a Shechiyano? Why am I making a Shechiyano? Okay? Why? So Tosfos explains, where's that Tosfos? Tosfos Haya, Pirish Bekuntrit, Kohen Shalom Hevi Mincha B'Shana Zu, V'lo Hayolomer Hevi Dimichas Kohen Galhi Mincha, it goes on and on and on, and then he has the Kasha on Rashi, and then he answers like this. Tosfos says like this. It's not the Mincha to Omer. And it's not the first time in your life. What is it? What is it? It was your job. It was your turn to come to the Beit HaMikdash. Now we know that the Kohen only works 2 weeks a year. Right? 2 weeks a year he works. Mestama, it was every 6 months. He didn't work back-to-back weeks. He came for a week. He went home. He came back a week later. By the way, when you came for the week, you know how many days you worked? One day. Says Tosfos, it's a mitzvah to work in the Beit HaMikdash, and it's a very, very infrequent thing, only once every 6 months. You make a Shechiyano because it's a mitzvah haba mizman lezman. Right? Why do you make a Shechiyano on a lower? Because it's a mitzvah that only happens once a year. Right? There are two ways you can make a Shechiyano. For a bunch of ways. One of the ways is on a mincha that comes lezman lezman. What's Rashi talking about? Rashi makes no sense. Now, if you hold that because he brought the Omer, that makes a lot of sense. But Tosfos doesn't like it for technical reasons. It's a mitzvah, only comes once a year, but it's a shechiyano. What about the first one? The first time in your life you brought a carbon mincha. So? Why are you being a shechiyano for that? Right? Do they? We don't. Not at all. I don't know why we don't. But we don't. And I don't know. It's a good question. Excellent question. It's an excellent question. Says the Ramah. Very, very controversial Ramah. Ramah says, the first time in your life that you go ahead and check the carbon, if the Lord Hilfa Shechita, and now you're ready to practice, the first time in your life you make a Shechiyano. Why? Because Rashi said that the first time in the Kohen's life when he brought a carpet, he made a Shechiyano. Rashi, the Ramah Paskin, based on this Rashi, the first time in your life you do a mitzvah, you make a Shechiyano. Now, why should Shechita mean? Shechita is not even a mitzvah. It's a matir. One of the tag mitzvahs of Shechita? Maybe one of the tag mitzvahs of Shechita means you don't eat tree. The mitzvah to do Shechita? No, I don't know about that. That's the Ramah, the mitzvah to do Shechita. Whenever you do that mitzvah, you make a Shechiyano. It's wild. He said he quotes it by Hilchos Shechita. We do? Really? What, when you put on tefillin, you made a Shechiyano for the first time in your life? Why not? Because you didn't do it. Right? Why not? Because you don't hold it from up. Okay. By the way, so the Shah and even earlier, the Rokeah, both say that every time you do a mitzvah for the first time in your life, you bring it, you make a shachianu. Like you see Shluch HaKan, for the first time in your life, make a shachianu. Right? Says the Pri Chadash, what's going on here? Only Rashi said that. Only Rashi said it. Doesn't make any, there's no reason for it. Tosfos makes much more sense. Let's go. What? No, but it's talking about Halachal. The Machlok is Rashi and Tosfos. What are you doing? The Machlok is Rashi and Tosfos. What are you doing? And Pri Chadash is very against this bracha. And the Pri Chadash paskins Halachal Amaisa. The Suffolk bracha is Lahakal. Don't make a bracha. Okay? Chassam Sofer comes up with something so absolutely brilliant. He says like this. He comes up with something so brilliant. He says, in his town, that someone, the pre-Torah told him, here's the pshat. You don't make a bracha the first time you do a, every time you do a mitzvah. There's no rule like that. I'm sorry. You don't make a bracha the first time you do a mitzvah. The first time you shkita, you make a bracha. And the first time you shukatan, you make a bracha. And the first time you put on tefillin, you make a bracha. No, that's not how it goes. What he said is like this. The first time you're going to do any mitzvah, you make one shechianu, and that covers your entire life. That's what he said. So now we don't do this either. Because when our boys become bar mitzvah, they don't make a shechianu. I don't know, I was maybe by Kriya Shema the night before. The first mitzvah you're going to do, make a shechianu. Why not? Maybe, so 1 second. Now, here we go. Now, do you make a bracha, a shechianu, when you put on tefillin? We don't. Why not? Isn't it a brand new malbush? Isn't it a brand new thing? When you get a new car, you make a shechianu. When you put on tefillin, you don't. Why? Some say that answer. So others say, because it's not a simple. Yeah, it's simple. You make a bar mitzvah, we have a whole thing. I got a new suit, I'm much more mitameya. I have a new car. I look at my new car. Make a shechianu. You got a tefillin, make a shechianu for tefillin. So that's an interesting out. Now, how does the Chassam Sofer prove he's right? He comes up and he's so brilliant. He says like this. He was in a town, and the Maharaj Chai had said there was a town called Zelkva. In the town of Zelkva, there was a minhag. And by the way, there's one other model. According to this, that's what I said before. There was no shechianu when the kohen turned 13. Where was the shechianu? The first time he did the mitzvah. Says the Chassam Sofer, you see I'm right? He didn't make a shechianu when he was 13. Why? He didn't do this mitzvah. 1 second, he's only half right. Because he put on tefillin, should have positive for his whole life. But now that he turned 20, it's like a new stage of his life. It's a new stage. He's so many more things he could do now that he couldn't do before. So the shechianu is going to go on the rest of his life. You hear that? That's what the Chassam Sofer said. There's a new status of him. There's one other person. One other person, Bizman Azeh, that has a new status in their life. Not a ger, a kala. There was a minhag in Zlakva that when a kala went to the mikvah for the first time, she made a shechianu. And everyone scratched their head, gives them a car for that minhag. So the Chassam Sofer, it's Menachas Afayinei. Right? The first time you do a mitzvah for the rest of your life. You don't make a shechianu every time she goes. And not when she goes, well, once a year, she got a baby, she's only going to go once a year. No! One time in your life. Yeah. The minhag was, before the tevila of Rishona, Mavarcha Shechianu. Why? Because it's like a bar mitzvah boy. Sure it is. Now she's a kohen. She never went to a mitzvah before him. It's just like a 20-year-old kohen. When you were 19, what? Right. He became a bar mitzvah boy. But he couldn't do the avodah now. That 20, the whole thing changed. He comes for the first time, he makes a brand new shechianu. What do you mean a regular? Yeah. Right. So in a chanami, there's a whole discussion. Why you don't make a shechianu? I don't have an answer. Why you don't? You should. So the whole thing, the put on a suit. But that's the way out of it. You're avoiding the issue of putting on a suit. Well, no, you're not. I'm doing a brand new mitzvah. It's the first time I'm putting on. Not everybody does. Maybe that's. By the way, should I do? I did. No. By the way, but it's a the whole thing has been hugging. By the way, this makes much more sense. Much more sense. Not to do it earlier. By the way, there's no reason not to do it earlier. The only reason you don't do it earlier is because children don't have a goof napi. Right? You need a goof napi for tefillin. It's a whole separate discussion.
That's
right. And by the way, based on this, he said that when a cotton puts on tefillin, the chatan sofer, he could make a shechianu, and that'll take him for the rest of his life. Maybe nothing changes for a man when they get married. It'll take him for the rest of his life, just like a woman. And then he said the woman doesn't make a shechianu when she lights a candle. She doesn't make a shechianu the first time she mafresh challah. If you mafresh challah a girl, it's like candles a girl. But even if you didn't do any of that, because the first thing you're going to do is go to the mikvah. That's the first thing you do is a challah. Right? You don't get right. First thing you do is go to the mikvah. Okay. That's the story. Fascinating stuff, no? Amalei Abaya.
We gotta finish it
because we didn't get to the master bride. Amalei Abaya. Ulatana today, Rabbi Shmuel. I'm sorry. Notlin leechlon. When you want it, I'm right in the middle of this story here. Not long after, when the Kohen now sat down to eat his Omer, Hamotzi Lechem in Oret. Bitnan, the Kulam posts in Bikadais. Amalei Abaya, Ultan de Beri Bishmo. Domer, Befarachan Achim Achzirin, the Sultan, according to him, who held that you rewind everything, filled back into flour, Hachanami de Lolavar Hamotzi? You're not going to make a Hamotzi? Why not? Because that's the Shir of Bikadais? Why not? Eat the Chitema Hachanami. Maybe you say, you know what, Tak, it's true. Point to him, you don't make a hamotzi. Why? There's no kizayis over here. That can't be. But Tanya, liki yikulon kizayis v'achlu. If you ground up such a thing like that, right? Im chametu onish karis. If it's chamet, it's karis. Im matzahu, other b'yosin yichavatu v'peitach. You can be chayav v'peitach. You can be chayav your mitzvah matzah. So what do you see from here? Even pirurin, less than a kizayis, has a shame of lechem. Right? So how could... So it's not the kashan of Yosef. He said, if it's a kizayis hamotzi, if it's not a kizayis, what's going on here? Hachamayiskinan, bitsi'ir son. We're talking about a case where the whole thing was kneaded together. It was kneaded together? Of course it's a kizayis. He hachi, hainu diktani Allah, v'hu sha'achlan b'kzei achilas prat. But we said it has to be eaten in the time frame of how long it takes to eat a loaf of bread. V'bitsi'ir son. And if it's only a case of bitsi'ir son, meaning it's one loaf, Sha'achlu be violate. It should have said you ate it. Not sha'achlon, you ate them. It's one piece. Elohachamai, another answer. The Vami Lechem Gadol. No, it came from a large loaf. My Habi Allah, what's the bottom line? Rav Sheshes Amar, Afilu Perurin She'ein Behen Kazayas. Even if the Perurin don't have a Kazayas, you make a Hamotzi. Why? Because they came from a big loaf. Amar, why do you make a hamotzi? Because it came from big love. Amar Rava, Tahabe di'ikat turisa dinaham alayu. It still has to look like bread. It has to look like bread. That's the reason you don't make a hamotzi on noodles. Why? It doesn't look like bread. I come from a big loaf. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't look like bread. Go to the master bride. So most holes you do make a hamotzi. Rosh Hashanah had a suffix. And therefore he said wash on real beforehand to get out of the suffix. He wasn't sure. Or he said you could douse it in water and then it won't, sure won't need the kazayas, it won't need the hamotzi, then you take that way. Okay. Yeah. Not water. Water. Yes, exactly, water. Okay. Okay.